Hello, this is Jake Leahy reading the Supreme Court decision syllabus in Wilkinson versus Garland. Certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Argued November 28, 2023. Decided March 19, 2024. Congress gives immigration judges discretionary power to cancel the removal of a non-citizen and instead permit the non-citizen to remain in the country lawfully. 8 U.S.C. Sections 1229 B.A. through B. An immigration judge, IJ, faced with an application for cancellation of removal proceeds in two steps. The IJ must decide first whether the non-citizen is eligible for cancellation of removal under the statutory criteria. If the IJ finds the non-citizen statutorily eligible, the IJ must then decide whether to exercise discretion and grant relief. For determining eligibility, Congress has enumerated four statutory criteria, one of which requires the non-citizen to establish that removal would result in exceptional and extremely unusual hardship to the non-citizen's spouse, parent, or child, who is a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident. Section 1229B1D. Petitioner Saidu Kamu Wilkinson was arrested and detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement for remaining in the United States beyond the expiration of his tourist visa. Wilkinson applied for cancellation of removal based in part on hardship to his 7-year-old U.S.-born son, M, who suffers from a serious medical condition and relies on Wilkinson for emotional and financial support. To meet the hardship standard, Wilkinson had to show that M would suffer hardship that is substantially different from or beyond that which would ordinarily be expected to result from his removal. In re Monreal Aguinaga. Considering all of the hardship factors presented by Wilkinson in the aggregate, the IJ held that M's situation did not meet the statutory standard for exceptional and extremely unusual hardship and denied Wilkinson's application. The Board of Immigration Appeals affirmed. The Third Circuit held that it lacked the jurisdiction necessary to review the IJ's discretionary hardship determination. This court granted certiorari to determine whether the IJ's exceptional and extremely unusual hardship determination is a mixed question of law and fact reviewable under Section 1252A2D, or whether that determination is discretionary and therefore unreviewable under Section 1252A2B1. Held. The Third Circuit erred in holding that it lacked jurisdiction to review the IJ's determination in this case. A. The Third Circuit held that it lacked jurisdiction on the basis of Section 1252A2B1, which makes unreviewable any judgments regarding the granting of discretionary relief under Section 1229B's cancellation of removal provision. Section 1252A2D, however, restores jurisdiction to review questions of law. The interaction between these two provisions is governed by two of this court's previous cases, Guerrero-Las Perilla v. Barr and Patel v. Garland. In Guerrero, the Fifth Circuit reasoned that whether a non-citizen acted diligently in attempting to reopen removal proceedings for purposes of equitable tolling was a question of fact, not a jurisdiction-restoring question of law. This court reversed, holding that questions of law in Section 1252A2D included mixed questions of law and fact. The court rejected the government's argument that questions of law referred only to mixed questions that are primarily legal rather than primarily factual. Then in Patel, this court affirmed an 11th Circuit holding that it lacked jurisdiction to review an IJ's factual credibility determinations that fell within Section 1252A2B1's jurisdictional bar. In doing so, the court held that Section 1252A2D did not restore jurisdiction in the case because questions of fact are indisputably not questions of law. B. Wilkinson argues that Section 1252A2D restores jurisdiction in this case because the threshold question whether a non-citizen is statutorily eligible for cancellation of removal requires a court to assess whether an IJ correctly applied the statutory standard to a given set of facts. Guerrero compels the conclusion that the application of the statutory exceptional and extremely unusual hardship standard to a given set of facts presents a mixed question of fact and law. A mixed question may require primarily legal or factual work, and just because it may require a court to immerse itself in facts does not transform the question into one of fact. U.S. Bank v. Village of Lake Ridge, LLC. In this case, the application of the hardship standard, which requires an IJ to evaluate a number of factors in determining whether any hardship to a U.S. citizen or permanent resident family member is substantially different from what would normally be expected in the removal of a close family member, concededly requires a close examination of the facts. As in Guerrero, a mixed question that requires close engagement with the facts is still a mixed question and, therefore, a question of law reviewable under Section 1252A2D. And as in Patel, the IJ's underlying factual determinations that Wilkinson was credible or that M had a serious medical condition would be unreviewable factual questions under 1252A2D. C. The government's counterarguments are unpersuasive. First, nothing in Guerrero or this court's other precedents limits that case solely to judicially created standards like the due diligence standard for equitable tolling. And this court has frequently observed that the application of a statutory standard presents a mixed question of law and fact. See Pullman Standard versus Swint. Second, the case of Williamsport Wire Rope Company versus United States, in which the government relies, has no relevance to the question presented here on 1252A2D. The government provides no basis for porting the interpretation of exceptional hardship in that case to this one. Nor is the government's argument from the statutory history of the hardship requirement any more persuasive. Finally, the argument that a primarily factual mixed question is a question of fact was previously rejected in Guerrero, and nothing in Section 1252A2D supports the government's view that the phrase questions of law is so limited. Reversed in part, vacated in part, and remanded. Justice Sotomayor delivered the opinion of the court in which Kagan, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett joined. Jackson filed an opinion concurring in the judgment. Roberts filed a dissenting opinion. Alito filed a dissenting opinion, in which Roberts and Thomas joined. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe. And also, if you want, please rate the podcast on whatever you listen to the podcast on and share with your friends, colleagues, or whoever would be interested. Thanks for listening.